AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The man accused of shooting 10 people inside a subway car at a Brooklyn station has been arrested.
A day after the shooting, Mayor Eric Adams declared,
"We got him."
Him is Frank James. Chief of Detectives James Essig says he was taken into custody in Manhattan based on a tip.
NYPD patrol officers from the 9th Precinct responded to St. Mark's and 1st Avenue, where they apprehended him without incident.
In recent months, James railed in online videos about racism, mental health, and violence. Brooklyn U.S. Attorney Breon Peace pointed out one federal charge against James,
which prohibits terrorist and other violent attacks against mass transportation systems.
Peace says there are no signs James was tied to any terror organization. The motive for the attack remains unclear. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two law enforcement officials say James called the department's tip line saying he was inside a McDonald's in Manhattan. Videos released today by the Grand Rapids, Michigan Police Department show an officer struggling with the black man over a taser before fatally shooting Patrick Leoya in the back of the head while he was face down on the ground following a traffic stop for having the wrong license plate on his car, which happened on the 4th of this month. Police Chief Eric Winstrom says the two fought over the officer's stun gun before the shooting.
They were struggling over the taser from my view of the video. So this is not a conclusion because I don't know what other information is out there, but it looks like that they were struggling over the taser for about 90 seconds.
Winstrom didn't identify the officer, a 7-year veteran who is on paid leave during the investigation. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, speaking on behalf of Leoya's family, has called for the officer to be fired and prosecuted. State police are investigating. Wall Street ends a 3-day losing streak, the Dow up 1%. This is AP News. Despite criticism from members of his own political party, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says state troopers will continue to check every truck entering the state from 3 of 4 Mexican states along the border with Texas.
The Texas Department of Public Safety will continue to thoroughly inspect vehicles entering into the United States from every Mexican state except Nuevo León.
Abbott launched the border crackdown as part of his disagreement with the Biden administration's border policy. Thousands of trucks have been stalled at several crossings, leading to delays in products from Mexico, especially produce that would normally be at U.S. grocery stores. That will lead to shortages and higher prices. The governors of 2 Mexican states have sent a letter to Abbott calling on him to stop holding the border hostage, which is causing the increased consumer costs in an already record 40-year inflated market. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.